Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, stating an endoscopy report on Maricel Acosta, date of birth 10/16/1973, date of procedure March 27, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. Luis Vargas. Maseri. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy, colectomy, chemical biopsies. Indication is screening for colon cancer, comma, GERD. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy. Oral explained to the patient, period. The patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral to pubis position. Standard for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb. Second portion is duodenum. Stomach G junction and esophagus period to retroflex is obtained of the cardia period airway suctioned from the stomach forward to all the scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period of the rectal exam was normal. Period, a well-lubricated video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which identified the presence of the appendicitis, ileocecal valve, and components of the pulse. Period. The terminal aim was intubated and evaluated. Period, careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic pressure, transverse spinal pressure, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum. Period, a retroflex is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a...
Sorry, honey. You were not having sex? 7, 2-3-2,
good prep. The patient tell you the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 35 centimeters from the right block with evidence of LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis. Next sign, there was a Schatzky's ring. Next sign, there was a 3-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next sign, there was gastric erythema. In the antrum and body count biopsies were obtained for histology and related H. pylori. Next sign, there was evidence of a gastric cardiac polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next sign, the duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared normal. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line, terminal ileum. Comma, last 5 centimeters was intubated and evaluated and appeared unremarkable. Next line, there were 2 polyps noted in the transverse colon. Period. One was approximately 5 millimeters in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, and the other was approximately 6 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line.
I told him that I would talk to you about plans.
Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend omeprazole 40 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner, BID, for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, recommend 5-year recall colonoscopy pending PATH. Next line. Follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.